Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim, and we're learning Klam HaMches, and we just did Simen Ches. So we spoke about the question of combining groups which are eating at different tables. Now, it's not clear what exactly the case over here is. We're talking about a case where you have two separate groups of three, and they want to join together for one Zeman together. Or you're talking about a case where there's three different people eating at different tables, or two people on one table, another on another table, they want to join to make the basic zimun. Or one case, you have zimun either way. The question is, can they do one zimun together? In another case, we're creating the zimun by combining them. So the Bir Halacha and Simen Kuf Sarihei brings a machloikus about this, that this din is, if it's only once you have a potential zimun, you can then join together and be one zimun. But to create a zimun through miksasim royim elus elu doesn't work. So we have people in two different houses, and they can see each other, but there's two in one house and one in the other. You cannot create a zimun based on that. So the this is a machlokes. The Rashba says that you could. The Shabur brings that there's many rayas that that's not the primary opinion in halacha. So if you already have a zimun in two houses, each one has three people, and you want to join them together as one unit and be mezamen together, as long as you can hear the mevorich and miksasim elu eselu, when they had intent to be combined, that's sufficient. But to create a zimun, let's say a zimun of 10, when you're using this to create, that you shouldn't do. So now, interestingly enough, the question which now has been excuse the pun, on the table, is creating minyanim with these types of situations. So, can you create a minyan of 10 people where not everybody's in the same place, but some of the people are able to see the other people? So we have some way which we are combining them together. Is there a way to do that? So, interestingly enough, the halachas of creating minyan are learned from this halacha of Zimun. And when the Mishabur comes out, Miksasim Rayim Elu as Elu does not work to generate a minion. It will allow you, if you have a minion already, the other people can join in. Or you have a Mizuman already, the other people can join in. But you cannot generate the minion when they're in different places just based on Miksasim Rayim Elu as Elu. So the Mishabur in Simen Nun Hei brings that this is a problem, and he says that you can only rely on to do that b'shas hadchak. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf said he adds another caveat. He says if there is a road in between, they're not mitzdarif. And that the Taz says it's lav dafka a Rishos HaRabim with all the halachic status of Rishos HaRabim. It means any established road which is there both in the winter and the summer. Any time where you have clearly distinct different places so that they don't combine. So you have five people on a deck in one person's backyard, and then five people on the deck in somebody else's backyard, and there's a fence in between. So clearly you want to keep the two places distinct. So that would have the pasha, that would have the equivalent status of this issue. So again, the Mishabura only relies on the Shas HaDchak. So so if you have 10 people coming together, they're standing in a backyard together, they should try and make sure that they're in one area, and you shouldn't have some people standing, let's say within somebody's backyard there's a pool area and there's a fence around the pool. Some people are standing behind the fence and some people are standing the other side of the fence. That's not appropriate. We should move everybody in the same area. But the mitzvah from one deck to another where there's a fence in between, and there's clearly the goal of keeping them distinct, so this is going to be questionable whether you should do so. Do you consider this situation a Shas HaDchak, that we need to be able to be makel for these purposes? That this is an argument. And some suggest that maybe we should only be makel for things which are not a shayla bracha levatola. So sits in the machlokes. So saying kaddish or saying baruchu would be allowable. Chazar sashatz or brachos or lading with brachas would be more questionable. So, or do we argue this all called shasat chak and therefore we're going to allow it? The people have to understand. Well, you know, it's a great idea. We have this backyard minyan. Let's keep it going. You know, you stand in your backyard. I stand in my backyard. It's very convenient. You know, we'll just get together and we'll say, we'll daven like that. Even after COVID is fit, the COVID-19 situation is completed. So that's not true. That we would definitely not be makel for this once there's not a strong problem with davening with a regular minyan and there's no necessity. You would need to get together. Obviously, a person should preferably daven in a basic knesset when possible. But even if that's not possible, you would need to do the tirch of getting everybody together in the same place in order to generate a minyan. So any calls which we have nowadays in regards to this issue are not something which we can extend beyond the extenuating circumstances which exist at this point in time. Have a good day.